91X News.
It's 4 degrees and raining. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Tiendanega First Nation Chief Donald Miracle will be one of several First Nations people to meet with Prime Minister Stephen Harper tomorrow. Miracle is currently in Ottawa preparing for the meeting. Hundreds of chiefs are registered to participate either in person or remotely. The meeting is aimed at resetting the relationship between First Nations and the federal government. This gathering is Harper's first meeting with collective First Nation leadership. A Belleville group home was evacuated last weekend following a carbon monoxide scare. The incident is prompting local fire officials to warn the public of the dangers of the deadly gas. Mark Venema picks up that story.
It's called the silent killer. Carbon monoxide has no smell, taste, or feel, but can quickly become fatal. In fact, Belleville Fire Prevention Officer Dave McMullen says the reason this particular case ended up as an evacuation instead of a disaster was due completely to the working alarm inside of the residence.
The only way you're going to get alerted to it and warned of it and be able to take appropriate action is through a carbon monoxide detector that will save your life.
The price of a new alarm? About $40. McMullen also recommends having all heated appliances inspected by licensed technicians annually to prevent any leaks in the first place. Mark Venema, 91X News, Belleville.
Two Belleville men are facing a string of charges after police stopped a vehicle on Station Street yesterday. Police originally made the stop after noticing an expired validation sticker on the vehicle's license plate. Further investigation led to the driver being charged with driving while disqualified, operating a vehicle without an ignition interlock device, possession of a controlled substance, driving while suspended, operating a vehicle without insurance, and unauthorized use of license plate under the Highway Traffic Act. A 24-year-old male passenger, also a resident of Belleville, has been charged with breach of recognizance, possession of a controlled substance, and possession for the purpose of trafficking under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. The driver was released and has a court date next month. The passenger has a bail hearing today. A new study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal suggests visiting an emergency department can be risky for an older person's health. The study found that among seniors who live in long-term care, those who recently went to Emerge for medical help were nearly 4 times more likely to have a respiratory or gastrointestinal infection than seniors who didn't visit a hospital. The authors say the evidence suggests workers at long-term care facilities should be on the lookout for infections in their residents who've recently been to emergency department, especially in the fall and winter months. Research in Motion shares were down nearly 8% in the morning trading after the BlackBerry maker announced big changes at the top with a new CEO and the departure of longtime chiefs Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis. The drop came on the heels of a conference call with new CEO Thorsten Hines. Hines expressed optimism about the future of the company as a key player in the smartphone race, despite analyst concerns that it's lagging behind competitors. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Jose de Barros with sports.
Tributes and memorials popping up around Penn State's campus for former coach Joe Paterno, who died this week at the age of 85. ABC reporter Dan Harris is on campus.
I'm struck every time I come here by the sheer and overwhelming reverence for Joe Paterno. All of the students I spoke to last night said that they did not believe that the scandal that enveloped the coach at the end of his life and the end of his career would in any way tarnish his legacy. Of course, so many outside observers would totally disagree with that.
Paterno won more football games than any other major U.S. college coach, but lost his job in November after a former assistant coach was charged with child sex abuse. In junior A hockey, there will be a top-of-the-table tussle on the schedule tonight. The Cobourg Cougars host the Trenton Goldenhawks tonight at 7 o'clock. Trenton is 4 points ahead of both Cobourg and the Wellington Dukes in the East Division, but the Cougars have 2 games in hand on the Goldenhawks and the Dukes. Other games in junior A include St. Michael's at Vaughan and Pickering at Mississauga. Staying with hockey, the defending Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins will make a special trip to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue today. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts the Bruins at the White House today. Obama will recognize the Bruins for their work off the ice as well as their championship last season. The White House says the NHL Club's foundation has donated more than $7 million to U.S. in various charities. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
It feels more like spring out there. Today, rain with a high of 7 degrees. The rain will continue into this evening with possible flurries beginning overnight and the low of minus 1. Tomorrow, a chance of snow with the temperature steady at 0. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with the low minus 2 and a high of 0. Right now, it's 4 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.